Let's read.
So let's read Article 877 from Rabash, Three Prayers 2. It is written in the Shabbat evening songs, the Lord God of Israel, the love of the innocent, the Lord God of Israel, everlasting salvation. We should understand the importance of innocence. On the face of it, it seems as though one who has less of an intellect can be more innocent. And one who has more intellect and more ability to criticize cannot be naive. It follows that the quality of naivety was given to those with little knowledge. But Baal Sulam interpreted that first one sees only mumim, flaws, and then he makes of it tamim. The explanation is that when one sees only flaws in the world, in individuals and in the collective, this is called mumim, and it is called left line. Afterward, he accepts everything above reason, and this is called tamim. It follows that one who has more knowledge has more flaws. As it is written, he who adds knowledge adds pain. And he should accept all this above reason. It follows that his innocence is built on greater knowledge. Thus, his innocence is greater than one whose innocence is built on smaller knowledge. It says, the Lord God of Israel, the love of the innocent, the Lord God of Israel, everlasting salvation. This means that in order for a person to have the strength to overcome, once he sees a world full of flaws, he cannot help himself and needs salvation from above to be able to go into innocence above reason. This is the Lord God of Israel, everlasting salvation. Meaning, to bring all the flaws into the above reason, which is called tamim. This is the meaning of olamim. Ol, burden, it comes from the word ayel, Aramaic for entering, meaning to insert a mum, flaw, in the tamim. By this, we will understand the words of the Zohar. It is written there that a prayer for the poor precedes the rest of the prayers. This is the meaning of a prayer for the poor when he envelops. Envelops from the words and the enveloped for Laban, which means delayed. That is, it delays all other prayers in the world. He asks, why does the prayer for the poor delay all the prayers? It is because the poor is broken-hearted, and the poor always quarrels with the Creator. And the Creator listens and hears his words. See there in the Sulam.
ויש להבין הטעם למה הקדוש ברוך הוא שומע לתפילת העני.
We should understand why the Creator hears the prayer of the poor before all other prayers. He says that the reason is that the Creator is near to the brokenhearted. We should understand the importance of the brokenhearted to whom the Creator is close.
In the
Zohar, Malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own except that which her husband brings her.
ועניין זה מבואר בכמה מקומות בסולם, שיש במה...
This matter is explained in several places in the Sulam that there are two states in Malchut. Once it is explained according to the first state, that she is called poor because she has no chasadim. And elsewhere, he calls there, in the Sulam, the second state of Malchut, that she is called poor, because she must receive from Zeranpin her husband. We should interpret that the kingdom of heaven, when one wants to take upon himself that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, not in order to receive reward, at that time, Malchut is called poor, because she has nothing to give to the person working for her. Normally, when someone works for someone, he receives a reward for his work. Normally, when someone works, but when a person works for the Creator, not in order to receive reward for his labor, it follows that he is working for a poor one, meaning it is like working for a poor person who has nothing with which to pay him. According to the above, we should interpret a prayer for the poor. A person prays to the Creator that his prayer will be for the poor.
Haynu, shemitpalel shekol ma'asav shu oseh,
then, that is, he prays that everything he does will be for the sake of the Creator, meaning he wants to work in order not to receive reward. This work means that he wants to work lishma. That is, even though he has not achieved it, he still wants to. This is the first discernment in the work of the Creator. Before one achieves the state of Lishma, he works not for the sake of the Creator, but for his own sake.
Heard from him.
Gimel, tfila le'ani.
A prayer for the poor, when he wants to begin to emerge from self-love and enter into the work in order to bestow and not receive any reward, but only for the Creator.
אז הגוף מתחיל להתנגד לעבודה זו, משום שהוא נגד טבעו.
Then the body begins to resist this work because it is against his nature. At that time, he comes to a state where he sees that he is bare and destitute. That is, he has no support from which to receive fuel for the work.
זאת אומרת, מטרם שחשב שצריכים לעבוד,
when he thought that he should engage in the work lishma,
he was fine.
He had Torah and prayer and good deeds And he had possessions to enjoy. He looked at people with whom he came in contact and felt that he was far above them.
But now that he has begun to walk on the path that leads to Lishma, he feels that he is more deprived than all his contemporaries, since they have vitality. He feels them just as he had felt himself before he began to change his way. At that time, he feels that the world has grown dark on him, as it's written, "Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you did not save your people at all." And the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a mighty hand he will send them, and with a mighty hand he will drive them out of his..." land. We should interpret that before Moses came to the people of Israel as a messenger of the Creator, that he wanted to lead them out of Egypt, the people of Israel engaged in the work of the Creator, but were enslaved to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is the will to receive that is found in the created beings, which cannot do anything if not for its own benefit. This is the ruler in all created beings, and it afflicts all those who want to emerge from its dominion, meaning to work for the sake of the of others.
לעבוד לטובת הזולת. ומשה בא לעם
Moses
ואמר להם,
came to the people of Israel and told them that the Creator wants to deliver them from under the governance of Pharaoh, to lead each and every one of the people of Israel from under Pharaoh's control, which is found within each and every one.
הנמצא באופן פרטי אצל כל אחד ואחד. ולפי זה,
accordingly, each one understands that Moses' mission is that we must begin the work Lishma. So it makes sense that now, if we begin to walk on the path of truth, meaning for the sake of the Creator, where each one has the aim to bestow while doing the work of the Creator, now each one will begin to work harder and with great enthusiasm, and the passion will be so intense that it will be difficult for him to retire for a minute to think about corporeal needs too, which are utterly necessary, since now he's working only for the sake of the Creator.
And
although he has not begun this work to feel that he's working for the sake of the Creator, since he wants to walk on the path of truth, the body will certainly agree to make more concessions for him than it did while he was not working on the path of truth, meaning Lishma.
שלא על דרך האמת. היינו, לשמה. אבל, במציאות...
But the reality is opposite. Precisely when we want to walk on the way of Lishma, the body begins to resist. At that time, it begins with all its arguments, meaning the argument of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which is the argument, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? And the argument of the wicked, who says, what is this work for you? At that time, the work becomes heavy, and each time he needs more reinforcement. We should interpret this matter in the above-mentioned verse. Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people. That is, when Moses came to speak in your name, meaning that they should work for the sake of the Creator, he has done harm to this people. They become worse.
In other
words, before Moses came to say that we must work only for the sake of the Creator, everyone served the Creator and considered themselves righteous. They had strength to work and the fuel to know why they were working was clear to them. But after Moses came as an emissary of the Creator, that we must work for the sake of the Creator, they have become worse. Thus, accordingly, they would be better off not getting into the work of Lishma. To this came the answer. And the Lord said to Moses, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a mighty hand he will send them. The answer was that they did not tell the truth, but what I want from them is to feel the truth, that they are so far from the truth. Meaning from working for the sake of the Creator. Then when they have this kind of demand that they cannot work Lishma, then you will see how I will give you the strength to work for the sake of the Creator. I do not demand that you will be able to walk on the path of truth. All I need is for you to have a kli, vessel, to receive the abundance. Hence, when you begin to work in order to bestow, you will see that you are incapable of this work. And then I will give you what is called, with a mighty hand, he will send them. As it is written, and I also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, that the Egyptians enslaved them, and I remembered my covenant, etc. And I will deliver you from under the afflictions of Egypt. It follows that once they have a kli to receive, I will give them the power required for it. Now we will explain what we began concerning the prayer of the poor. Why this prayer delays all other prayers. Since we are speaking of one person in whom all these states unfold.
נמצא שאי אפשר להתפלל.
It follows that the prayer of David cannot be accepted, as it is when he has already been rewarded with the kingdom of heaven. But he prays that the kingdom of heaven will not cease from him. One can pray for this after he already has the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who is still far from the kingdom of heaven, who is still under the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, how can he be given so that this matter will not cease in him while he still has nothing?
בשעה שעדיין אין לו כלום. לכן, מקודם מתקבלת תפילת אני, היינו, ראשית כל, הוא צריך לזכות לבחינת
מלכות שמיים. The prayer of the poor is accepted, meaning that first he must be rewarded with the kingdom of heaven called poor and meager. This is the first discernment that a person must enter in this work. Afterward comes the next degree, which is a prayer for David, meaning that his kingdom of heaven will not cease. Then comes the third degree, which is a prayer for Moses, which is the Torah.
Дорогой Раф, вот тут написано все-таки, что самая первая ступень в молитве, к которой мы должны прийти, это удостоиться свойства высшей малки.
It says here that the first degree in prayer that we have to reach is to be awarded with kingdom of heaven. What is that that we should attain?
When we begin to feel ourselves that we belong to a single desire, that we have a single goal ahead of us, and this is the only direction to which we're drawn. We actually discover this is our common desire.
Okay? Об этом как правильно попросить, чтобы к этому прийти?
Просто просить.
What's the right way to ask for it in order to get there?
Simply to ask.
Rav Yakar. Hangi dua koşulu İsrail birliğini tek kalp tek adam içine getirebilir?
Rav, what kind of prayer can change and bring unity to the state of Israel in order to bring us to one man and one heart? What kind of prayer do we need?
What kind of prayer? First of all, for the connection between us. That there is nothing more important than connection. To bring ourselves, all of us, into one circle, into one desire. This is something we have to do. And then, from this state, need to continue to reach a greater and higher intensity, power of connections, until we will reach the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, the purpose of our existence, the general correction, which is to be as one man in one heart. There is nothing more than that, because inside of that we attain
the
primary goal, that we, all of us, and the Creator unite together. And that's it. We unite together. And we reach the purpose of life, a complete connection with the Creator. And it's not one person, but rather this is about the whole of humanity, that we are all together drawn to that until the complete and permanent end of correction.
Is that a state within a state of when we turn to the Creator?
This is one of our states, that we feel ourselves that we have nothing, not in our conscience, in our awareness, not in our understanding, not in our power. We are truly empty and weak. This is considered the state of the poor. And of course it is a good state. One of the states that we necessarily have to go through, because without the feeling of poverty, we cannot reach anything, any other true form. It is the revelation of our true state. If we exist without connection with the Creator. And from that, we start.
What does it mean, a mighty hand?
Pharaoh is a special force of nature. It has a special function, a special role. It develops in a person, and it shows the person what is the force which stands opposite to the Creator.
Against him.
And then an urgency appears in the person, a deep need to escape Egypt. And in that, Pharaoh helps the person. He directs him towards the exodus from Egypt.
So,
Pharaoh is a serious force in nature. It's actually the entire egoism in nature. The whole of the desire is called Pharaoh. And there is no other ruler except the Creator. Pharaoh is the opposite.
We always see a certain picture of the world or something, and then bit by bit we move towards shaping it more and more accurately. So be patient. We'll continue and add more and more details to this picture and focus on it clearly. More and more.
Creator.
We always need to see ourselves more unified in a circle, and that the circle will be as strong as possible internally, and that its direction will always be towards the Creator. This shape, this picture will be correct to bring us to the final correction.
They're asking, what effective prayer should we have in the last generation?
Prayer of the last generation is that we already realize that
שכל המטרה שלנו זה להגיע ל...
That our entire goal is to reach true connection between us.
זה להגיע למצב הסופי שלנו.
It's to reach our final state.
אין יותר חשוב לנו מלהיות יחד.
In that there's nothing more important to us than being together. And within us to feel the goal of life, which is one for all of us, and we're all and when we're connected together, we can bit by bit establish the sensitivity to our common goal, and that's how we advance.
Women Turkey 9, they're asking, it says, and with a mighty hand he will send them away. Mighty hand, he will expel them from his hand, from his land. What is the help that is given through this mighty hand? What does it mean?
Mighty hand means the Creator who directs us towards the complete correction. That's basically how he tries to bring us to that state. We also have to realize that it happens to the extent that we agree with it, you know, are willing to accept it.
From Women Hebrew 1, they're asking, the people of Israel are now in a very strenuous state in terms of their safety. So what kind of prayer should we have now for our people?
Only on connection and getting closer to the Creator. There's no other escape, there's no other option to be saved from the bad forces besides through our connection and with the Creator. That's it. Therefore, we're being drawn in the same direction and towards the same goal.
And
we have to try to reach mutual bestowal and bestowal upon the Creator. Adhesion. And then, as it's written in Isaiah, that when all nations connect and come together, no one will raise their hands over the other, and everyone will get to a quiet, beautiful place. So let's hope that all those states we're going through now are in order to hasten us to think. Bulgaria 1.
Это состояние бедняка, нищего. Это можно ли быть?
The state of the poor.
На вся десятка или это только индивидуальное?
Can it be the state of the entire ten, or is it the state of an individual?
It could be in any ten, and it can also be in the whole world.
How can we attain this state of the poor together? So that our prayer will be heard.
По крайней мере, понять, что это такое.
In principle, it's not difficult, at least to understand what it means.
Понимание и ощущение.
It's a feeling that that I don't have understanding and feeling within me. No understanding or feeling of what one needs to achieve in all of humanity in general. We have to describe that to ourselves as one man with one heart. That's how we should depict to ourselves all people in the world. As living together, feeling common desires, and all these common desires, we aim them at the Creator. This is
It's written that the prayer of the poor is a prayer of the man with a broken heart. The situation in Israel breaks our hearts. Can we change the prayer of the poor into a prayer for Israel?
Yes, it's possible. It's possible.
Mark 3.
Да, вот порядок молитвы нищего, Давид, Моше, это молитва.
The order of the prayer. First the prayer of the poor, then David, then Moses. This is the way towards Lishma, towards the Exodus from Egypt.
Нам не надо это об этом думать.
Can there be a different order of the prayers later on?
But we don't need to think about that. These prayers, to the extent of recognition of egoism, these prayers will arise in us and appear.
Does there need to be something else here? The Creator needs to see us with the biggest desire, each and every one and all of us together, that is directed from the connection between us and to an infinite filling, meaning with no limitations on our behalf. That's what the Creator wants to see. Okay. PT6.
What is the Creator is close to the brokenhearted?
That if a person is with a broken heart, that testifies to his big desire, on one hand. On the other hand, that he's not realizing that desire yet. And you must not forget in those cases that the Creator is close to him. The Creator loves these things. Why? Because from this, man turns to the Creator and asks from him, which is the most important thing. That is actually the best means that raises a person to the goal.
Thank you. Is the breaking of the heart that you answered, Oren, is the brokenhearted in Israel right now closer to the exodus from Egypt, or at least in exiting from the control of Pharaoh?
I can't say. We're still far from the breaking of the heart. Even look at the state of security now and all our states of the nation. We're not searching from within these bad states we're going through. We're not searching for the true solution in them. The main thing is to get rid of what disturbs us in every moment. That's why our state is far from being a complete prayer.
How to come to a complete prayer?
I don't know. I do not know. That's something you just need the help from above. Help from above.
I
don't know. This nation, the nation of Israel, to shake it up really strong, to bring it to a state where it will feel that it is responsible for the whole world, for all of humanity, for each and everyone, and everyone together. That on this nation, the state of the world depends on us. The nation doesn't feel that. The nation of Israel, they don't feel it. What to do? If we were together, would be able to connect with our prayer to affect, to influence the nation of Israel, that they'll wake up. Truly recover from their state of dormant, from the sleep. We would be able to think otherwise, but for now, we're just waiting that every state will come. We're waiting for the Creator to take this blow away and save us. Why? For what? What for? For what purpose? We're not asking. Not asking. That's why our state is not good. It's not good. We still can't develop, even though we see dangerous states before us. We don't want to think about them. We shut our eyes and shut our ears. And it's not important for us what's happening. At least not to suffer right now. The next moment, whatever happens, that'll happen. It's horrible.
Woman Almata.
Women Almata.
Доброе утро всем, дорогой Рав. Молитва нищего.
Good morning to everyone, dear Rav. The prayer of the poor is when there's a desire, but its sharpness disappeared and you don't find. And this state comes and disappears sometimes. Can we say that that's the prayer of the poor?
I'm very happy with all of you, according to the questions and the answers, and the way you're all yearning ahead to, and what you're yearning for. You are in a very good state. You feel, you understand what's happening. What's happening to us and the world, what the Creator wants of us, it already exists in you.
пласт.
It's a very big layer of spiritual sensitivity that is developing in you, and I'm very happy about it.
Thank you, Rav. We wanted to ask what the Creator wants from us in this state now that's happening in Israel.
I
don't know. You can't say, how can we discover what the Creator wants? If we discover our vessel, the general desire, I don't think that from that we can say what the Creator wants. Because what the nation of Israel wants is only to be calm. And that we can just finish these days quietly. Let's get through them and that's it. The nation of Israel is in a blocked state. If we could go out and cry out to them, but we saw that we it doesn't reach their ears when we do it. What to do? I don't know.
Who does the Creator make calculations with right now? The people of Israel, Bnei Baruch, humanity?
With everyone. Also with the vessels that are already above the will to receive, with those that are in the will to receive, and those that are on the border, that we have many of those that are on the exit of the wall to receive in order to bestow.
Those that are on the exit, what does he want from them right now? How can we use this state to truly exit Egypt right now and use it?
We need to feel that the state we're in is a state that we cannot agree with, that we must come out of, and not because it's bad for us, but because we can't ascend above our egoistic calculation. And we're asking the Creator to help us, help us yearn for the truth, to yearn for bestowal, to yearn to come out of this horrible state that we're in, which is horrible because we can't bestow to one another. We can't connect to one another. That's why it's a horrible state.
How not be indifferent to the state? So we say, okay, so the rock, the missiles will go by, we'll wait a few days, we'll go back to our routine.
No, that is horrible. Not because of the missiles. The missiles, whatever. The fact that the Creator wants to give us an opportunity to turn to Him and ask and overcome, and we're not using it. We're not using it.
Do we need to be afraid in this state? Because it feels like there's no fear. Nothing moves us.
That's a problem. That's a problem. That there's no fear or nothing, there's indifference. If we were afraid, frightened, we were searching for a way to save ourselves, but we don't have that. The indifference is beyond the. So then what?
Exactly, and even if there'll be such a catastrophe, how to use that and not be indifferent?
That's called, I have burdened his heart, that in such a way, we need to come to Pharaoh, to turn to the Creator. That specifically, he bestows upon us in such a way that we don't have anything to do. We must find forces to overcome the state, to come out of Egypt. Otherwise, it won't happen.
In what precisely is the heart heavy?
The heart doesn't feel. Even if the sword is on a person's throat, to such an extent, to such an extent we're blocked, unsensitive. That, I don't know.
So what to ask from the Creator?
But still ask that he will open our hearts, that we'll see what state we're in and what he wants of us and how we need to respond, that at least the true state, what the Creator wants us to reveal, that it will be revealed in us. And then we'll see what to do.
What exactly is the calculation that the Creator expects of us right now?
The calculation is simple. As much as our state is far from the final goal.
But
what does it mean that I'm doing a calculation upon this point and how far I am from the final goal?
As one man with one heart, all of the people of Israel must. What are the people of Israel? From around the world, whoever is connected and directed towards the meaning of life, the meaning of creation. It doesn't matter whether he was born as an Israeli or born, I don't know, Japanese. No difference. So as much as each one that the Creator gave him a desire, an opportunity to know the purpose of creation, that all of these humans feel where they are compared to the right state.
What is there in wars through which the Creator awakens the world, awakens everyone to a certain scrutiny or calculation?
In a war, man starts feeling his calculation with life and death, the corporeal life and death. And from that, he already has calculations that are closer to spirituality. Why am I alive for?
And that point of emerging out of Egypt, that transition to bestow, is it like a war?
Yes, of course.
What exactly is the war during the exit?
Between Moses, between Pharaoh and the Creator.
And how do we beat Pharaoh?
That we don't want to stay under his work, even though, as Rabash writes, and altogether, the work in Egypt was, they loved it. They loved it.
So what does it mean that we won the war against Pharaoh?
That you ran away from there. There's no other way to win. Pharaoh itself, you can't defeat him.
How do we run away?
You just run. Very simple. We unite and scrutinize what is Moses between us and his direction, where the exit is, and to that direction, we're all. An ability to rise above your ego, and you are free. Free. You come out of your entire ego, from all your calculations, from all these things. We can't understand what that is. What it means, this freedom.
What is it? What am I? Who am I at this state, in that state?
You are the free David.
Free from what? What guides me? What moves me from where to where? It's like I'm missing. Where am I in this space?
You can be adhere to the Creator and keep advancing in the connection with Him.
Thank
you. Meaning, your will to receive doesn't bother you anymore, doesn't disturb you. You come out of the border. Haven't been through anything. In what did the nation change compared to the end of correction? In nothing. You understand? We look at what happens, what's happening, and you see as much as the Creator is doing all the efforts that he determined in the nature of the world, and we aren't responding.
Awaken the people with.
The nation needs to know that they are in danger and that they must connect in an inner connection. Otherwise, they cannot save themselves from this blow. That's the defense system.
So what does it mean to awaken the people? We don't need someone to do this. Us. How can we awaken these people for connection?
Only to explain. To go out and cry out and explain what to do. Where is the blow coming from? And that we, from this blow, we need to see our goal, where we're supposed to get.
Included by it, incorporated in it.
So I want to keep asking if I can. If so, it was a great success what happened tonight. The whole world is talking about it. Even my daughter called to say, it's a huge success. Even one missile didn't fall within Israel, didn't hit the ground. So what does the Creator want to show us? That we are succeeding or not succeeding? Because on the technology behalf, it was an amazing success. So how can you explain that? Once this way, once this way, once he strokes, once he hits, how can you explain it?
It's exactly the way he's trying to show us how much he wants from us, a decision.
What does that mean?
In recognizing his attitude towards Israel.
It's the Creator really showed us that he's with us today.
In what?
What happened today was a gift. Look how good I can be to you. Look how you can be towards the world. Amazing. So it didn't happen for no reason.
What happened there at night?
What, you didn't hear? They sent about 200 of them and nothing hit. One, some girl got hurt or something, but it could end with a disaster, with thousands of deaths, and nothing happened. What Tzvika means that there were over 150 missiles shot here, and a few hundred drones, and none of them made any damage. That's what he means. So how can you explain it? What was the purpose?
That's the grace of the Creator.
Exactly.
But the way that this could invert and come in an opposite way? Because we're not despairing. We're not becoming more straight from this, not more honest from this. We're not saying, very well, we feel what these missiles, what these things that were supposed to come and hit us on our head, that they're not coming, as if they're coming. How, to what extent this would straighten us out, to the extent to which this would bring us closer to the correct prayer, to the right connection. We're not doing that. And then you think that next time it will be better?
The question is how we can take it from here. We got a huge gift. We're all going to hear about it. The whole world is going to talk about it. How can we take it from here and use it for some common prayer, thought, what happened to us, what gift we got, what will we do with all this, how we advance from here?
Well, you say, you're the one who's connected to all the broad public, and you know how to turn to them.
I'll tell you, we can start saying, listen, everybody, we were getting blows October, but look what happened. We got another chance. Let's use it. Let's do it. Take a direction. And our prayers were really answered. Look, we got mercy tonight. How do you take this onward? What do you tell people? How to take it from that point?
Now we need to immediately make the correct calculation towards the whole nation and also towards our friends that we are. Now, you'll see. Almata, New York, Nikolaev, Sochi, Petah Tikva,
Toronto,
Moscow, Italia, Toronto, Italy,
Kiev.
Look at what's happening here. This is the organization.
Great, but we have an organization. We can talk about it. We got mercy.
We're talking.
So let's talk about it. Let's open it.
But what beyond that? What's next?
Let's pray to the Creator. It didn't just happen for we got a huge gift. What do we do with this gift? How do we thank the Creator for what He gave us? That's something we have to open and talk about. The whole world, at least our people from Nebuchadnezzar, open it, talk about it towards the whole world. It's not it just not by chance that not even one bullet hit our country. What just happened for nothing? No. We have to know how to use these points. We have an opportunity to go out to the world and say, guys, look what happened. Let's take it onward. The Creator is on our side. What do we keep doing? That He keeps being good, that He keeps bringing a blessing to Israel. That's what I mean.
Aviu, what do they want to say there?
Yes, dear Lord. First of all, we want to thank the Creator for having a wonderful teacher that is directing us how to see every state, the Creator in every state, and to search for the Creator, not for other things. But I wanted to ask if it's okay. How can we, in practice, I want to put the nation of Israel on the side right now because it's more complex. How can we, the spiritual nation of Israel, all the tens that are here, all our dear world kli, wherever people are sitting, that is the nation of Israel. What is our work? When we discover a state like this, how can we take it for work in the tens in the world group? Is it a success? Is it a failure? Did we do it good? Did we not? How can we come to Pharaoh with the Creator and try and use the state to advance our spirituality? That's what we're here for.
What do we need to do? We need to thank the Creator, first of all. To thank the Creator, we can through a meal.
A
general feast with all of our friends from Almaty, Toronto, Baltics, Moscow, Kiev, New York, Holland. Truly. Every single one. So that we will sit in one table and do a meal in the evening. Maybe that's possible. Kabbalists that raise themselves towards the Creator and see how they can bestow to Him what opportunities a person has to bestow to the Creator. They connect, compose for us prayers, verses, excerpts, everything in its time. And that's why we use their prayers that they composed. So that in such a way we can draw ourselves to the Creator, draw the Creator towards us, and this way bring all of reality, the whole world, to one connection. Let's see what they want.
I was thinking what
I'd like to ask from the Creator, what kind of reality. And I remember how a long time ago He brought me to a wall and
demanded that I ask a question.
Что я хочу,
how
чтобы вопрос? Какой народ должен задать вопрос, чтобы Творец дал ответ?
What question would I like the nation to ask for the Creator to answer? And what should I do? Not to go out to the nation, but from inside I can awaken them.
We will succeed in this only if we raise our prayer to the Creator.
What
prayer? What do I want?
We need to scrutinize it so that your prayer will be so shared that you will raise it to the Creator, and in such a way we will be able to truly beg before Him and convince Him that we want
what desire?
Our desires. I don't know, that's what we have to attain. You're asking about the same thing. With what do we turn to the Creator? With what we need to discover from Him. With what is necessary to us. And it's necessary, not just in words, but rather truly in a form of a request.